Lenten Journey Day 38, Happiness and Blessings. When the United States declared its independence, in that declaration, they said that people were endowed by their Creator to have an unalienable right at the pursuit of happiness. Many times we all strive for that happiness at the cost of all else, forgetting and forsaking all else for the sake of that happiness, as if it is an end in itself. Forgetting that happiness can serve to a greater picture, to a greater model, a greater end, the end, of course, which we call life. In the Sermon on the Mount, our Lord Jesus Christ offers a plan for happiness, which at many times seems to be at odds with the world's perspective. That is, rather than focusing on pride, Jesus recommends being humble. Rather than pushing for pleasure or possessions, Christ says true joy is found in those who help others, seek God, and feel sorrow for their sins. Instead of pushing others out of the way, Jesus tells us to minister to them. His prescription for happiness seems to be at odds with the prescription offered by the rest of the world. But today, as we are winding down our Lenten journey, taking those final steps on the road toward Holy Week, we begin to understand things differently. We begin to find means of putting the pieces together. Fragments seem to collide together in front of our eyes, in front of our perception, and we have a new understanding of what that happiness is all about. You were given this prescription at an early age. You've probably read it several times, heard it many times, but have never made the connection that it is a prescription. It is a special healing for each and every one of us. It is an opportunity to connect to something greater than ourselves. It is a prescription for happiness. We call these the Beatitudes. In the Sermon on the Mount, chapter 5 of the Gospel of St. Matthew, Jesus utters these words and speaks to the heart of a hurting people, speaks to the soul of a people who need healing. These people are not members of any particular ethnic group. These people are all of us, you and me, who through the centuries have opened these pages, have been inspired and found hope in tomorrow, in the dreams that we dream. And surely those dreams being actualized are the happiness that you and I seek. Today, as we are finishing this Lenten season, I wish to read to you these Beatitudes, this prescription for happiness. And I ask you at this moment to experiment, to close your eyes, to wander off for a few minutes and meditate. How these words speak to you, speak to your life personally. We have been through this Lenten journey. We have had many exercises along the road. We've tried to alienate ourself and really find a life that is full and rich with sacrifice. As our Lord Jesus Christ says, he who is going to follow me must pick up his cross and follow me. Further, he instructs us not a lesson of gardening, but a lesson of giving. When he says, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains a single seed. But when it does die, it produces a great harvest. Jesus, talking about his own resurrection, also invites us to participate in a life of giving, a life of loving, a life of sharing, a life of fullness, where real happiness is instilled deep down in our heart and no one can take away, can never be shed from us can never be stripped from us. The Beatitudes are the hope that Jesus gives us. And now I read these to you, and you, having gone through 38 days of this Lenten season, with heightened prayer, with fasting, with giving of charity, will hear these words for the first time in a new manner, as a prescription, as a formula for giving, for sacrificing, for loving, and most importantly, for happiness. Seeing the crowds, Jesus went on to the mountain. And when he sat down, his disciples came to him, and he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when men revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For so men persecuted the prophets who were before you." Let us pray. From the Holy Divine Liturgy, the Kiss of Peace hymn. Christ in our midst has been revealed. He who is God is here seated. The voice of peace has resounded. Holy greeting has been enjoined. Here the church has become one soul. The kiss is given for a bond of fullness. Enmity has been removed. Love is spread over us all. Ministers, raising your voice, give blessings with one accord to the consubstantial Godhead, to whom seraphim give praise, now and always, to the end of the ages. Amen. This is Father Voskin inviting you to join us again tomorrow as we take the next step in our Lenten journey. In the meantime, please join us at epostle.net, where you'll find podcasts, broadcasts, and all kinds of resources for your spiritual quest through life. That's epostle.net, apostolic evangelism for an expanding and electronic universe.